Hello, 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 and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. And guess where I am? I'm in the studio. Last recording, sitting outside on my patio. Now we're back. We're back. Thank you. This has been an incredible time for all of us, you know, with confinement, with health issues for our community. And you know what? It's a large community. And we have had such an incredible, healthy community. You know, it's remarkable to go into City Market and everyone's wearing masks. The bike riders are wearing masks. Walking down Main Street, we're wearing masks. This is the epitome of sustainability. Let's sustain our lives. Let's keep us rocking and rolling, young and adults alike. Anyway, Senior Matters. What is Senior Matters all about? It's a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. And many of you know, Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. You know, with COVID, Third Street Center has had to close its doors. And for a lot of us community people who go to the Third Street, we've missed it. But soon, those doors will be open. Everything will be working the way it's supposed to be. And it's a great community to be in because we are taking care of each other, you know. And speaking of taking care of each other, I have an incredible lady as my guest. And some of you have bumped into her in the past. Some of you may know who she is. Some of you may have heard her name, and some of you may have been served meals by this wonderful lady. Mary Kenyon, my guest today, she's president of Impact Marketing, and she is the creator of Valley Meals and More. Mary, hello and how are you and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Diane. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Excellent.
What are you up to today?
Well, we delivered quite a few meals and have a lot of happy recipients. So now I'm in the process of disinfecting the bags and delivery mechanisms for tomorrow and making sure we get ready for tomorrow's delivery.
So, did you hear that, listeners? She's disinfecting the bags and getting ready for tomorrow's delivery. Talk about the bags. Talk about deliveries. Talk about what you're doing. This is a meals program for Carbondale seniors. Talk about your vision and how it came about.
Well, we started with the notion that, you know, meals, as we all grew up, were an opportunity for people to get together. So we find that meals is the connection to the community. But we want to make sure that it's more than just the meal. So we want to provide the opportunity to age in place. We want them to be safe and independent, and we also want to support all people living in with dignity. So that's really our mission. So along with providing access to the nutritious daily meals, it's really that connection to the community members and to the support services of our partners. So
yeah,
that's really important to us. And we started very humbly, delivering, you know, six meals in the Carbondale area. And now we deliver between 75 and 80 meals 5 days a week.
Wow, 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 wow. Talk
wow
about meals. And when you're serving that many 5 days a week, who's providing the food?
Well, that's where we're very lucky to be in this very generous Carbondale community, because if you think about preparing 75 to 80 meals on a day that you're also providing meals for or preparing meals for people that are taking out or now that are dining in, it's a great burden. And we have had the remarkable restaurants step up and help us. So on Mondays, we have Jared Edelson at the Village Smithy that helps us out. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have Chef Clay Broadhead at the Homestead at River Valley Ranch, who prepares delicious meals. On Wednesdays, we have quite a team at White House Pizza. We have the manager, Jake, and Demi, and Lacey, and Jade, and last night, the owners, Kurt and Marla Korn, hosted all of my volunteers, 15 volunteers, for a lovely complimentary dinner. So that was just unbelievable and remarkable, White House Pizza. And I don't want to forget my Friday. Which is Heritage Park actually donates every week 30 meals to our program. And then the goat. Stacy, everyone knows Stacy over at the Goat, makes up our difference, the other 45 to 50 meals. So we have quite a collaboration of restaurants, and it's really remarkable how everyone came together and has really gone, you know, extra steps to make sure that our older population is not only eating food, but eating really good food.
Very, very good food. You know, when the restaurants just said yes, you know, of course their doors were still being closed just for the takeout type orders. Can I ask this? Money.
Yep.
I know you got behind that pen and you started pushing and you raised money to support this program. Incredible. Can you kind of lightly touch on that and the direction those funds will be used and
sure.
how long it will last? I mean, what support from the community?
Oh, and again, you can't say enough about how our community has pulled together. But, you know, for 75 to 80 meals a day, that's between $900 and $950 per day to serve those meals. So we're paying the restaurants. We're paying into the economy, into the
yes.
local economy, between $900 and $950 a day. So that's between $4,500 and $5,000 a week. Which, if you think about when you're just doing to-go orders, or now they're opened up at 50%, I mean that is a significant increase to the bottom line. And I think that's why this is such a win-win. For everyone.
Exactly.
And then we were able, I do write good grants.
I know you do, girl.
and so we were able to raise over $100,000 in grants. And I want to just mention just some of our grantors because they're just wonderful. The Rocky Mountain Health Foundation, the COVID Regional Response Fund of the Aspen Community Foundation, the Colorado COVID-19 Relief Fund, the 2020 Rescue Fund, those three wonderful people out of Aspen that brought their friends together, and then a separate donation from Robert Rosenkrantz from that 2020 Rescue Fund as well, the Mortgage Family Foundation, the Harvey Family and Friends Foundation, Alpine Area Agency on Aging, and then St. Mary's of the Crown and St. Vincent Catholic Church gave us their tithings for a month. So it just absolute wonderful people, great amounts of funding. So we are able, at our current rate, at that 75 to 80 meals a day, to continue serving every day through the end of September. And that is with that emergency funding.
Okay.
So, we are, you know, the older adults are very concerned that as people go back to work that we'll forget about them or that the restaurants won't have time to continue to prepare the meals, and I keep checking in, and they said, no, we want to do this. We want to be part of the community.
All right.
This has really been great.
Yeah, it definitely has. And it's back again to what a community is all about. This is it.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
When you started this vision and decided to implement it, for some odd reason, all of a sudden, it's here, it's moving, but it must have taken you a few months at least to get this far ahead in preparation financially, pulling your team of volunteers together, which is a whole different story. You have a team of volunteers, and they do what for you?
Well, so up until about 2 weeks ago, the volunteers primarily delivered the meals. So we have 50 meals in one older adult neighborhood, and then the rest of the meals are driven. So we drive as far as West Bank, down near in Glenwood Springs, up to Catherine Store Road, and now we have some recipients in Dakota, in the Dakota subdivision. So we're going, you know, the full length of the Roaring Fork Valley here in Garfield County, and then we go up Prince Creek Road, and you know, toward that the Pitkin County line there. So
Wow. They're
driving quite a bit, and you know, it's not just about delivering the meals. A lot of times they're, you know, a half hour late getting back, and we don't even call that late. But they are standing on the front porch talking through the door to an older adult who hasn't seen anyone else all day.
Exactly.
So it's
that
connection. Exactly. Yeah. We're both saying exactly.
Exactly.
So I have some great volunteers. And, you know, as I said, we were all together last night. So Bartlett, Alice, and Steve helped me over at Crystal Meadows, Paige and Forrest Thomas, brother and sister team help, you know, two or three times a week driving. Kim Stacy and John Hoffman drive routes on Mondays and Fridays.
And Marty and Kathy.
Marty and Kathy were doing on Fridays, but yeah. Now they've been substituted in with other volunteers. We have a great couple from Stanford University, Sarah and Jake, and then Stephen D., we call him, and Nee
right.
Finley,
right.
And then Nikki and Sienna and Cole. So what a great group of volunteers. They're always there when I need them. They'll substitute different days when someone else has something else going on. So it's really been great. And then now, in the last 2 weeks, we're starting to get requests for rides. So as it's permissible now, and we got guidance from Garfield County Public Health
okay,
on how
good.
To do it safely. So as a matter of fact, tomorrow, both Paige Thomas and John Hoffman are taking two different seniors to dental appointments.
Oh, fabulous.
So, you know, one's coming into Carbondale and one's going down to Comfort Dental in Glenwood Springs. So, you know, that those are the kinds of things we're seeing now.
So and, that's the you know, more. You know, we talk yep. about Valley yep. Meals, and this is and more. This is,
yep.
you know, communicating with the seniors you're connecting with. Briefly, I did a volunteer for you one day. Yes, I did. Love you. Went and met with you over at... oh my goodness! Please tell me the name of the out on the golf course, the Hacienda.
No, the Homestead.
Homestead.
At RBR. Yep.
Yeah, picked up my dinner or actually late afternoon lunch orders. Had already taken a previous drive through some of the territory, kind of familiar, and I was ready to go, and did all of it except for the last one. Couldn't find it. Called you. Listen to this, my dear listeners. I called Mary, and boom, she's there. We're off. What is the name of that road that I was to go down, that I did go down?
Well, we don't want to say that. Yeah, we don't want to let people know where people are. But it's a road people don't go down a lot. Let's put it that way.
And I went all the way down there and said, no, what I was looking for wasn't there. It was behind the bushes. The cabin was behind the bushes. Diane, go around and look behind the bushes. last night, another one of our community supporters of Senior Matters, again, at White House Pizza, Kurt and Marla have been behind Senior Matters, supported our community. They are part of that family that endears us and makes us say, I love their pizza too, you know. So.
Well, yeah, and it was nice. It was such a nice treat when they treated us. Because as you're serving these meals, you know, you just want them so badly. You just want to go back and have a pizza, and you just don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun to sit down and relax and interact with their staff and, you know, tell stories. And, yeah, that was really fun.
So you said that where you are now, financially, you can serve and do this till September. Is that all the way through September or up to September? And when that...
At our current numbers, with our current funding, we can, you know, get pretty almost all the way through September.
Okay.
What we're looking at and what we all have to be concerned about is, you know, as the governor described yesterday in his press conference or his press update, we have to remain vigilant. We have to continue staying home, follow social distancing, and wearing masks and washing our hands. So we're doing our part by allowing older adults to continue staying home. And at the same conference, Lieutenant Governor Primavera, who herself is over 60 and also has some medical issues, you know, she wants us to do everything we can to protect our families, ourselves, and our communities. And that is all about staying home as much as we can. So this really gives a lot of older adults in the Carbondale region an opportunity to stay home, not worry about grocery shopping for meal items, having a nutritious meal, you know, spending time, you know, taking care of themselves instead of worrying about, you know, cooking meals. And for a lot of caregivers, it's a break.
Yes.
It's a break in the day where a husband or wife is the primary caregiver. They're given a break that they don't have to make that one meal. And some people only get, you know, meals two or three times a week or, you know, so they break up the week. Some people thought it was too much food.
And some women have gone on diet. Yeah.
Some people have gone on diet, so we have to, you know, move them to salad. But when you look at what, you know, I'm just going to really quickly, I promise, tell you what we have served this week. So,
okay.
Monday from Village Smithy, we had an Asian chicken salad. Tuesday, we had Swedish meatballs and a Caesar salad. Wednesday, today, we had the white Alfredo chicken lasagna with a house salad from White House Pizza. Tomorrow, we're having smoked barbecue chicken and a pasta salad. And then Friday, I'm still waiting to hear from Phil over at Heritage what we're having from them. But Stacy's going to make us a spinach salad with chicken. So these are wonderful.
I'm hungry.
Yeah,
I know. Wonderful.
And the variety. And
agreed.
They, you know,
and I hear a good protein source in there, too. You know, so this is all good. You know, when, you know, we look to September, this whole COVID crisis that's put this kind of action in our community and this kind of support in our community, I kind of wonder is it going to stop? Are you going to need more support? Where are you going to continue focusing on this kind of program for our senior community?
Well, I certainly will be. Valley Meals and More, you know, it is designed as a sustainable program. So, you know, now that we've have great partners and we have funding, you know, for the next couple months, it's time for us to do some planning. So, you know, I want to meet with our, you know, our current partners. I want to talk to Next 50 and the Daniels Fund and El Pomar, who we have not gone, we have not talked to yet about ongoing funding. I also want to talk to Garfield County, because before this started, I did have meetings with Commissioner Martin, and, you know, he agreed that there is a gap here in terms of home-delivered meals and agreed to work on developing a program.
Okay.
Don't have any idea what that would look like or whether or not he would or the county would support Valley Meal and More in its current state or if it would morph into something else. But we have some planning to do. So I encourage people to contact me if they have ideas
contact.
Or want to get involved.
Your telephone number.
Yes. So the Valley Meals and More telephone number. So we have a dedicated line for Valley Meals and More, and then I also have my personal line, but either one rings at my desk. So 404-1193 is the Valley Meals and More number. So again, that's 404-1193. And then you can always email me at mary@valleymealsandmore.com.
Perfect.
Yep.
I would like to take a moment away from this. Not from you, my dear, never.
Your show.
Yeah. But, you know, I go outside and I sit out and I see our beautiful community and I listen to the birds sing and I see and smell the beauty of our trees and everything. And I came across a bird song in a little book of poems written by a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
And this whole book is her poetry and her brother's drawings. And this is from Monterey. So may I please?
Absolutely.
I sing of summer brightness and spring days passed away, of long days of sunlight and the glowing warmth of May, of buds and daisies and roses too, and the buzz of insects all day through, of winter flights and my young ones cry. I sing of cold nights that have passed on by. My duty is to sing and tell the world of all that I have seen and heard. I sing of lofty views and the coolness of the sky. I sing about the swaying branches of the trees so high. My song is a gift to the world, for it is all I have to give, and it also makes me happy every day that I live. So all my life I sing and pass my joy along, hoping to lighten a heart with my pretty song. Thank you, Mary, for being with me today and sharing the wealth that you are bringing to our community.
Thank you for joining.
You're very welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining me this beautiful sunshine afternoon.